This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We've got Becky Richardson in the studio, who is a self... Shall I call you a self-defence expert?
I wouldn't say an expert.
Okay.
But, self-defence instructor.
But you do that as a full-time career, don't you? It's not just a hobby.
No, it's not just a hobby. It is a career. It's not full-time at the moment, but it certainly will be in the future.
So tell us, we're always interested in hearing people's stories, aren't we, Mo?
We are, and shall we say what this is all about first? I don't remember you saying Becky is an instructor in Commando Krav Maga.
That's correct.
I said it right?
Yes, you said it perfect.
I'd never heard of it, actually, so this is all new to me.
So it's women's self-defence, and just tell us a little bit about what made you first get interested in that, because I know a lot of people do it for fitness, but your story's slightly different.
Yeah, a little bit different. I was in a fairly abusive relationship, and my kind of self-esteem was going downhill, and with my job, I work away quite a lot, and I was mugged in the street, and I was actually very lucky I wasn't beaten up too badly, but it was still quite a shock. And I met a friend of mine who suggested that I get my life together, pull myself up, and start going to the gym, getting fit, and more importantly, doing some self-defense.
It's a good story, that, because you just reminded me of something. There's a story on Coronation Street at the moment about somebody that's been mugged, Chesney, the character, and he's actually... Coronation Street at the moment seems to be ticking all the boxes in terms of social problems, but I think they're doing a good job of this story, because Chesney's actually suffering from anxiety and panic attacks and depression, and we've seen him go from being somebody who's outgoing to somebody who can't leave the house and is very, very scared. And what do you think it was that stopped you from becoming that person?
I didn't. I really had my confidence knocked. I really retreated into myself, and it was my friend who said to me, look, you know, come on, you really need to do something about this to build your confidence up again. And it was her that suggested that I try Krav Maga. So I found an instructor and I went to train, but I found that with traditional Krav Maga, I wasn't able to do everything, and I'm not an aggressive person by nature. So I was struggling in some of the classes to like flip this little switch to go from being non-aggressive to being very aggressive. Anyway, I stuck with it because I enjoyed it. The training was very hard. I can remember my first trip to the gym and being put on the treadmill, and I lasted, I think it was 47 seconds before I got really out of breath and I couldn't do anything. Now it's a big, big difference for me. I run 5 kilometres kind of 3 times a week.
Wow, that's amazing.
But coming back to my story, as I travel around, because with my job I travel around quite a lot, I was looking for Krav Maga instructors as I was travelling. And I found this guy online called Vincenzo D'Agostino in Italy. And he said, well, you know, we're not traditional Krav Maga. We're called Commando Krav Maga. We're evolved.
Ah, and that's where the CKM
comes in. So
did Commando this originate then in Italy?
No, it all originates from Israel. Krav Maga is the IDF, or Israeli Defense Forces self-defense. It's for close combat. And the head of my school, Moni Isaac, is Israeli. He was in the IDF in a very, very special combat unit. And his story, where he evolves Krav Maga, comes from him being a very, very big guy. And he found everything to do with Krav Maga very easy. He was also a judo champion, and he wanted to develop the system for everybody. He wanted everybody to be able to do it, a smaller person on a big person, because in real life there's always somebody bigger out there.
That's true.
Always somebody. And you know, he wanted a system for everybody. So I went to train with Vincenzo, and I absolutely fell in love with CKM. Its simplicity, how easy it is to learn, and more importantly, how effective it is.
That's key as well, isn't it?
Yes, there's all different levels as well, isn't there? From the very simple...
Different umbrella programs as well. The Commando Krav Maga is for men and women who are fairly fit or really, really want to get fit. It's quite boisterous. It can be quite hard at times, but it's very challenging. It's very good. All the moves are still very simple and very effective, but the way that we train is slightly different. The other offshoots of that are the Smart Safe for women, which I also teach. And then there's the kids program. And we also run a police, which we call a total officer protection.
Oh, training policemen.
Yes. Well, I'm not qualified in that one yet, but I'm thinking
fantastic.
About it very good.
We'll talk a little bit more about that after this next song from S Club 7. S Club 7 and you.
They were on at Jack of the 80s, I think, weren't they?
Yes.
I don't know if it was all seven of them.
No,
it might have been five, three or something.
Just S Club now. Right, let's talk about training policemen.
Okay.
Becky, you actually train men and women policemen.
I don't train the police as yet. It's one of the offshoots that I'm going to hopefully go and train in. But the police course is more about restraining and controlling.
Right.
So it's just another umbrella program from Commander Krav Maga.
Right, okay. And the children, what age do they start from?
There's actually two kids programs. There's the Super Kids and what we call the Super Kids Origins. The Origins is 4 to 7 years old, and then the Super Kids are 7 to 12 years old.
Have you got many in your classes?
I've literally only just passed my qualification two weeks ago.
Right.
But I'm busy emailing all the schools at the moment because I want to try and get it in for the anti-bullying week.
Excellent.
But it's a super program for kids. It's very, very school friendly. All of the techniques, there's not a lot of violence for the bullying section of it. But obviously for the predator side, there are some more stronger techniques, but very, very good for kids.
Excellent. Would you send your children, Caroline, to classes like this?
Well, the thing is with my children is they're all quite old now.
Yeah, well, if they were younger.
But yeah, I would have done. I mean, my daughter's 22 and she lives in London, and I do feel quite conscious of the fact that she travels, you know, on her own a lot, on the tube and on the buses, and walks around and goes out nightclubbing and, you know, all the things that people in the 20s do. So, and I think she'd probably be quite interested as well. And my son is quite fortunate in that he's uses his mouth to get out of difficulties, I think. I
mean, best way.
He's got quite a good, but I mean, he can be quite sarcastic and quite annoying. So I do worry about him, you know, when he goes out at nights and goes out to the clubs and things like that.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, have a word from our sponsors, and we'll come back and we'll find out where all these classes are held. Okay, see you in a second.
Broadcasting live with Mo White and our very, very special guest, Becky Richardson. And we're having some interesting conversations, aren't we, Mo?
It is very interesting, all this. Yeah, I think I'm going to sign up for this, are you?
Fantastic.
Do you know, I'm quite interested because I was saying earlier on that in Ryde, somebody got their handbag stolen. They got mugged, I suppose you'd call it, pretty much outside my house, which did give me quite a big shock because you like to think that the neighbourhood where you live is fairly safe and you do assume that the Isle of Wight is fairly safe, but I think there has been quite an increase over the last year or so in quite violent attacks and fights, and
you hear a lot of it, really, don't you?
Yeah, I read a lot in the county press as well.
I think women, young girls, need to be taught something of how to ward off an attacker. Or somebody is approaching, you don't like the look, they think they're a bit drunk or something, you need to know how to get rid of them quickly.
And where to start.
Yeah.
Because you don't know in that split second how you would react either. I suppose there are some people that would run away that might not expect to, and others that might have try and fight back.
Back, me personally.
Do you think you would?
Yeah, I would kick, yeah.
So what would your advice be then, Becky? Come along to your class.
The first thing we teach is situational awareness. So trying to put yourself in that situation where you're aware of everything that's going on around you and you don't put yourself in that situation in the first place. Obviously, if it does, we then move on to controlling your emotions. And then obviously learning what happens to your body when you're attacked, which is the most important thing, because obviously nobody knows how they're going to react when they're attacked. Your body's going to dump a massive amount of chemicals. You have this fight or flight. Some people freeze. You get an auditory response. There's all sorts of things that go on. So the way that we train allows you to relax when something happens and you take full control mentally and physically. So come along to the classes because you'll learn an awful lot.
And you've said that it helps with weight loss and things like that, fitness.
Yeah, dramatically. I mean, since I've been training, I've lost nearly 26 kilos.
Wow.
I was very, very unfit, very, very overweight. So, you know, it's very, very physically challenging.
Do you feel more relaxed? Because one of the things I like about exercise is it does boost your endorphins and make you feel more relaxed.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favourite classes that I enjoy teaching is, as we call it, Go Animal. And it's for the women. Basically, I get one of my CKM students to come in wearing lots and lots of padding, and the ladies just get to do all of their striking skills, just kind of absolutely go animal for
that,
like 10
really
minutes.
Good.
And by the end of the class, everyone's really relaxed and everyone's, you know, got all their aggressions from the day out. It's a great class.
Because, I mean, hormones affect us as well, don't they? You know,
they do.
I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, we do get irritable at certain times of the month and bad-tempered and aggressive. And I know, I don't mind admitting, I was a thrower. I used to throw things if I got really... Because I didn't want to... you know, attack my ex-husband or whatever, but I if I got really annoyed, I have thrown things in the past.
I remember punching out on a pillow. I was punching a pillow thinking it's this person I was doing it to. That's not very good, I know, but it saved me from doing it to that person.
Yeah, but we all get these emotions, don't we? I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't get angry or aggressive or upset. Most people do at one stage or another, and I suppose it's quite a good sort of stress.
It's a
relief.
Very good outlet, yes. Yeah.
Well, we'll hear a bit more from Marvin Gaye, and then we'll talk a little bit more about where the classes are and how people can get involved. So this is It Takes Two. That's Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston, and a song called It Takes Two. And we've just been talking all about women's self-defence. And go on, Mo, say the word Krav.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Commando Krav Maga.
So what's the difference, Becky, between Commando Krav Maga and Krav Maga?
So Krav Maga is the traditional Israeli martial art, and Commando Krav Maga is the evolved system that Moni Isaac has evolved using traditional Krav. There's also elements of Judo, Jiu-Jitsu, there's all sorts in there. And the evolved system, for me personally, is great for everybody, no matter how big you are, how small you are. Also, your physical fitness levels, you can come along and train.
I was going to ask you that. Do you have to have a certain level of fitness to start?
For CKM, I would recommend it. But obviously, it's not that. If you want an end goal of being very, very fit, then CKM is definitely for you. Smart Safe, I'll teach anybody. Any fitness level, any physicality, even if you're disabled, come along to a class.
And do you find that people start with Smart Safe and then go on and do Krav Maga?
I have a lot of women that have more emotional needs. And
glad we were talking about.
Yeah, and they just want a different way of learning. They don't want to go into a classroom full of men. They want a safer learning environment, and also an easier learning environment. It's not Smart Safe isn't all about punching and kicking. It's a very, very different way of learning self-defense, and the techniques are very, very different. Although they're the same or similar, they are very different from CKM.
So when you say they've got different emotional needs, do you mean that they sort of want to channel their emotions? Is that a good way of putting
it? Yeah, I think, well, CKM is very, very much about self-defense, whereas Smart Safe is specifically for women. And I find, well, not I find, but the system is designed for women to make them emotionally connected with what they're learning. So we'll watch a video, we'll show them a real-life scenario, things that do happen and have happened to women, and then the class evolves around that, and it's much better learning environment for them.
So is there any element of mindfulness in it? Because it is about, from what you've said, it's also about being kind of focused and
absolutely
in control, and not letting your anger or emotions rule you.
Very, very much so. It really, really empowers women and really builds confidence.
Fantastic. Right, we'll listen to John Lennon. This is a track called Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together.
That's Queen, and that's a song called Crazy Little Thing Called Love. It's 3:15, and We're here in the Riverside Centre studio in Newport talking to Becky Richardson all about self-defence and Krav Maga and how we can look after ourselves as women, because as we've said, we are a bit vulnerable, aren't we? No.
We are a little bit, yes. I think we all need to go and learn this. So, Becky, what we want to know now is where your classes are being held.
Okay. Well, I've got two locations on the island over the next 6 weeks. The first one is TJ's Gym in Lake, and Saturdays, Sundays, there are classes for Smart Safe, and on a Monday, there's a class for Commando Krav Maga. And then on a Wednesday and a Thursday at Ride and First Binsted Scout Hut, there are Smart Safe and Commando Krav Maga classes there as well.
And do you have to book in advance?
Absolutely not. The first class is free, so just turn up. If you're not sure which one's for you, come along to both. And then after that, I'm just charging £50 and you can come to as many or as few classes as you want.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
That is good. That's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have made a commitment, but they've not committed to a certain number. So that's, I like that. I like that way
that's
of doing
a good
things.
Idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so people don't have to contact you in advance?
No,
arrange.
No, just turn up, come and enjoy a class.
Okay, and how long do the classes last for?
The ones at TJ's are an hour long, and the Scout Hut, they're an hour and a half.
And what do you suggest people wear?
Just general gym clothes, loose-fitting clothes. Sometimes we do things in T-shirts, so wear something that's not important to you because it may get ripped.
Right, okay. Have you got... It's a shame, we'll have to have a look at your videos and see some of the classes. You've seen one of...
On Facebook, videos. Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you like to give your Facebook address, Becky, and then...
Yeah, sure. You can find me at CKMUK 2016.
Fantastic. And what we'll do is we'll share your details on the Vectis Radio front page, Facebook page and on Twitter, so that if anybody wants to get in touch, they can find you. And we'll also podcast the interview as well, because that's what happens if you're a guest, isn't it, Mo?
Certainly is.
You get a podcast done, which you can share all over social media or on your website. So it's quite a nice little souvenir. But thanks very much for coming in.
It's been great. Lovely talking to you.
It's really interesting. And
I hope you've got... Sorry, I think you got two students.
Fantastic. I look forward to welcoming you to a class.
Brilliant. Okay, so look out for that on the Vectis Radio website, and look out for the podcast on the Facebook page. Thanks. It's been an absolute pleasure, Becky. Oh,
thank you.
Enjoyed talking to you this afternoon. Hopefully you'll come back in again.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. We'll leave you with some more music, and this is Jonas Blue.
www.vectisradio.com.